the importance of this game as you talk about going down the stretch, but what did it mean for your guys to be able to battle it out and to set the tone early?
It meant a lot, and we wanted to get off to the start that we got off to, but we said, you know, if it doesn't happen, just stay the course. That was a big theme in the locker room, and we got off to the start that we wanted to, and you know, our kids were very aggressive. We took advantage of our size inside, and Noah was a beast there early on, and we went to him, and Eric got hot, and we continued to find him. So, you know, I think our kids are feeding off each other pretty good right now, and it's a great time of year to do it.
Noah Williams has 26 rebounds in two games against Garden City this year. Now, he had been injured late in the first half. What happened there where he started to hobble off to the sideline?
Well, he stepped on somebody's foot out there on the defensive end. I didn't see it. It'll show up on film. But he said he felt it pop, and at that time I thought he was done, and Mr. Belt took him over and did some things and put one of his super-duper wrap jobs on it and said, if he wants to play, he cannot injure his ankle because I wrapped it. So I trust Mr. Pelton quite a bit. And
you know, we certainly have a lot of appreciation for Jared Koster as a shooter, but Eric Reed stole the show tonight with how many threes he was able to pour, and he matched what he did at Central Plains with six threes.
He got hot, and teammates found him, and, you know, you like to see good things happen to good kids, and Eric's a great kid, and, you know, that he did steal the show. I never thought about that, but, you know, Eric's – you know, he's our sharpshooter from behind the arc. And we got some other kids that can shoot it okay. But, you know, if we had to pick one guy that we're going to put on the line to knock down that three to put us into overtime or to, you know, get us going, Eric's the guy. And he took advantage of it tonight, and I did. And we talked about it at halftime, how teammates continued to look for him. And that's a sign of a team coming together also.